Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Kama Daf Yud Ches. Today's Daf Yomi is dedicated for Yeshua, for all of Am Yisrael, for Atzalah, for all of those who are in captivity, for all their families, and for Shmira over all of the Chayalim. So today's Daf Yomi tells us about a following case where there was a chicken that was pecking at a string, and the string was attached to a bucket, and the bucket fell. And then after the bucket fell, the bucket broke, and one of the pieces of the broken bucket fell on another utensil and broke it. So nitaz bimenu shever v'nafal kli achar v'shaver, and it broke a second utensil. So al arisha meshalim nezek shalim, for the first utensil, you end up paying complete damages, and on the latter one, you end up paying half damages. So the Gemara says, well, what's the reason why you pay half damages there? And the Gemara ultimately concludes that it's the position of the rabbis who say that Tzroros, that this derivative is half damages. But the Gemara first suggests that maybe it's the position of Sumchus, who even though he says where it's derivative, where it's not direct action, you pay full damages, maybe Sumchus draws a distinction between Koach Kocho, Kocho and Koach Kocho, between a case where it's your direct force and the force from your indirect force, the indirect force of the indirect force. So maybe that's why Simcha says here even, it's only half damage. And the Gemara says, no, we can't say that because Rav Ashi wants to know. He asked that question about Simchas and he leaves it unresolved. What does Simcha say in a case where it's the indirect force of the indirect force? And that's something that the Talmud is trying to figure out. What's the extent of a person's damages? Are we responsible for the indirect force of the indirect force?